Officials from the U.S. and the European Union say world trade talks in Singapore have made progress on an information technology agreement. Such an accord has important implications for the U.S. It would lift tariffs on some $600 billion worth of high-tech products like computers and software, a growth industry in this country. But ministers of the World Trade Organization report little progress on two other divisive issues. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
This meeting is the first ministerial-level conference of the over 100-country World Trade Organization, a group founded 2 years ago to improve trade and enforce international trade law. A top U.S. priority at the meeting is gaining approval of the Information Technology Agreement. Washington also wants to resolve a dispute with China over its membership application and convince the WTO to include social concerns such as labor and the environment in its mandate. A meeting today failed to break an impasse over the China issue. The European Union again tried to convince Washington and Canada to let China join under phased-in rules, meaning Beijing would not have to open all of its markets immediately. But Acting U.S. Trade Representative Charlene Barshefsky says the U.S. has not changed its position on China's application.
As we have said, we would welcome their admission to the WTO. We think that that is good for China, it's good for the United States and the world community, but only on a commercially meaningful basis.
In other words, Washington wants China to open its markets now. But what's emerged as the big argument in Singapore is the overall purpose of the World Trade Organization. The developing world says the WTO should stick to fair expansion of trade. Washington wants it to do more, to adopt environmental guidelines and standards for treatment of workers. Edward Graham, a senior fellow at the Institute for International Economics, says the U.S. maintains labor rules are needed on humanitarian grounds. Developing countries see it differently.
That is that the whole issue is really being driven by U.S. labor unions that would like to block imports of low-end manufactured goods from developing countries, and thus that really that the U.S. interest is nothing more than disguised protectionism.
Some industrialized countries also would like the World Trade Organization to set policy on foreign investment and on corruption in government procurement. Developing countries are openly hostile. They see the whole campaign to broaden the WTO mandate as an effort to promote international corporations at their expense. They are trying to grow, and regulations on labor, environment, and corruption cost them money. Scott Latham, an international trade consultant in Philadelphia, suggests that sending such complex issues to the WTO could hurt the organization.
It's a new organization, and as such, it's fragile. The more difficult cases that we keep sending to the WTO may be raising the bar so far that it simply cannot succeed in adjudicating or coming to some level of consensus.
Scott Latham also warns that the U.S. risks losing cases before the WTO if it sends the organization inappropriate issues for adjudication, and that, he says, could incur the wrath of Congress. U.S. and other WTO representatives have a few more days to discuss these complex issues. The conference ends on Friday. I'm Vicky O'Hara in Washington.